Blog Talk Radio.
Yep.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Yeah.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the E-Man After Show. Better, better, better.
Yes.
We're so excited and delighted that you guys are joining us on tonight over here on We Talk Radio Network. Man, this is your favorite listening station, We Talk Radio Network. Man, this is where we talk.
We listen.
And we take action. Well, we are back for another Sunday afternoon. We want to thank all you guys that's coming in on the phone lines tonight, that's coming in on the network. We are all around the globe. We are on all social media. If you'd like to follow the E-Man After Show, you can follow us at www.retalkradio.com. Man, we are on all around the globe, all around the world. You can hear this show probably in all the shows over here on about 50 platforms. Mm-hmm. Man, why don't you share some of the platforms with E-Man After Show and We Talk Radio Network to be heard?
Yes, yes. Just to name a few, we're on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast FM, Pocket Cast, Castro, CastBox, Buzzsprout, Podbean, iHeartRadio, YouTube, TuneIn Alexa, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, Amazon Music, Player FM, Listen Notes, Podcast Addict, Deezer.
Just a few.
Just a few.
Yeah, so listen, they are listening to the E-Man After Show and We Talk Radio Network all around the globe. And we want to thank all of you guys that chime in every Sunday night over here. We have a YouTube channel. We'd love for you guys to follow us on our YouTube channel.
Yes.
Man, you can like, you can share, you can make a comment. But, man, if they need to subscribe to find out all the great things that's going over here on We Talk Radio, how do they subscribe to the YouTube channel?
Yes, they would go to our YouTube channel and hit the subscribe button. But we also want you to hit the notification bell next to it. That way you're notified when we over here on We Talk Radio Network upload new content and things that you would enjoy.
Yes, and so we'll be appreciative of that. Yeah, check out the YouTube channel. You'll get to check out all the the shows that's on the link and all
mm-hmm.
the great things. You can even go into the store and shop and buy up all the We Talk Radio products.
Right, right. And you can learn more about the radio personalities on We Talk Radio Network.
Yeah, shout out to all the person. Man, I got to listen to Pastor Jeremy Glenn.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he did a great sermon, man.
Good.
Yeah, he was talking about service, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was a great sermon. I had the opportunity to listen to him this week, and he just, you know, we appreciate him. He's over here on We Talk Radio. You can hear him every day of the week.
Yes,
we want to appreciate all of you guys that go back and you need some word, you know, you can chime in and listen to Pastor Jeremy Glenn right here on We Talk Radio Network.
Mm-hmm.
Well, man, we're so excited. Shout out to the founder and CEO, Miss Kia. I'm about to call Miss Kia. I ain't talked to her for a minute. I ain't talked to her, Miss Kia. What's going on, Miss Kia Davis?
Yeah, shout out to Miss Kia Davis.
Shout out to you if you're out there listening. I know she's probably driving around with the top back. And
she's listening, but, you know, she's a busy woman. So.
Yeah, we want to shout out to the founder and CEO, Miss Kia Davis. Shout out to you tonight. Shout out to the powers that be, Mr. T. Smiley. We want to thank all of you guys. We see you coming in on the phone line. Listen, if you want to talk to us tonight, you can call us here at 563-999-3456.
Mm-hmm.
You can hit option one.
Uno.
That's number one on your phone. It flags us and it let us know you want to come into the conversation, and we will bring you guys into the conversation. Man, it's Pastor Appreciation Month.
It is Pastor Appreciation Month.
Man, it's all month long in the month of October. We're celebrating great men and women of God over here on E-Man After Show.
Yes, yes. Last week we had Pastor Ricky Lawson,
yeah, well,
Sr.
Well, let's go and do a little recap from last week.
Yes, last week. So we had Pastor Ricky Lawson, Sr.
Uh-huh.
Last week, and he, his church, E-Man,
is the Rock of Salvation Ministry.
Yes, yes. And he just had so much going on in the community, you know,
mm-hmm.
Reaching out to the youth. I absolutely love the AMOP. That's what? That's Anointed Men of Purpose.
Yeah, AMOP.
AMOP, AMOP Brothers. And these men get together, E-Man,
mm-hmm.
as he stated on last week. They have breakfast and they discuss different things amongst men. Somewhat almost like what you do on your show,
right?
Where men come together around the domino table and y'all discuss various conversations.
Right, right. And so he said he's going to invite me to the next one. I'm going to be up in there, too. Because it ain't nothing men that would like getting around a lot of great men that's
mm-hmm.
Powerful in all walks of life and
right.
being able to share men issues and talk about the things that go on with men. Because
mm-hmm.
if we don't have an outlet, if we ain't able to express ourselves, you know, we'll hold it in.
Right.
You know, because y'all don't understand our language anyway.
Mm.
You know, at least that's what women say. Because this is why I created the show, Someone Like That, man, mm-hmm. because when men around the house playing dominoes and we get in the conversation, most women say, that's the way y'all think? Yep, that's how
right.
we process.
Yes. You guys are not as expressive
yeah.
as we are. You know, we'll come and we'll tell you this, how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
It is such and such. And you guys hold things in. I've heard you said for quite some time now,
mm-hmm.
you said it, why a man leave the house to take the trash out and never come back, and the woman just doesn't know exactly why he left or what's going on.
And that's why we need an EMOP. So we can go and talk about some of those issues so we won't leave the house.
Right, right.
And so we want to thank Pastor Ricky Lofton, who joined us on last Sunday night. He is the proud pastor of the Rock of Salvation Ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And then we want to thank Pastor Victor Jackson. He was with us from Building the Kingdom Community Church over there in Cedar Hill, Texas.
Yes.
Those of you know, we broadcast this show down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. And so we're going all around. We're going all around the hood. We started out in Cedar Hill. Watch how we end this thing up, Mandy.
Okay.
We started out in Cedar Hill,
mm-hmm.
and then we drew over to Oak Cliff. Those of you that's on the network, you know about Oak Cliff.
Mm-hmm.
That's our hood.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we stopped at Ricky Lawson Church over there. And now we're driving around. Back, what is that, I-20?
Mm-hmm.
We're going out of I-20, now we ended up over in Mesquite, Texas.
All right, now.
Because we got a great pastor tonight.
Yes, we do.
We got Pastor Johnny Smith is with us on tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor Johnny Smith, he is the proud pastor of the Kingdom Family Worship Center Church over in the Mesquite area. And he's, KFWC.
Mm-hmm.
Not KFC now. KFWC. Don't get it confused, you know, with KFC. You know, no, it's Kingdom Family Worship Center.
Mm-hmm.
KFC Church. And he's the proud pastor in that area. We got him on tonight.
Yes, we do.
Yes, and he's just a great man to God. He's been pastoring for the last 4.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, he just want to see the people of God and the people just, you know, serving and delivered and healed and restored and really just set free.
Absolutely.
Through the teaching of the Word of God.
Yes, yes. He has a wonderful wife, Tarika Smith.
Mm-hmm.
2 daughters and 2 sons. I like that.
Yeah.
Two daughters, 2 sons.
And they work on right on the side of him in ministry.
Mm-hmm.
Just a fine young man. And so we're talking to him tonight, man. He have got together with other pastors every other Friday, and they just minister to men. It's something about this man thing. Y'all going to get it.
Right,
You understand? Because when men come together, they are powerful.
They are.
Yes.
You guys are.
Yes. And so Pastor Johnny Smith, he's an awesome pastor. Been out to his facility, been out to his church, and he's just doing the doggone thing. He's a little best kept secret over there in Mesquite, Texas.
Right.
You know? Because, you know, this is why we wanted to do these shows, because he's in the community. He's doing the doggone thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we want people to know he's over there.
That's right.
And so we got him tonight. And we love this man to God because he's, you know, he's trying to empower us as a people through the Word of God to give us some great spirituality
mm-hmm.
to help us through these trying times.
Yes.
Yeah, so we're talking to Pastor Johnny Smith tonight. And then, you know, he sat on a panel of a radio show where men come together. And they just pull out with me. And so we're talking to Pastor Smith about all that tonight.
Yes, we are.
Pastor Johnny Smith.
Mm-hmm.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, on the phone lines, on the network, the phone lines are already lit up, Mandy. We see you guys coming in on the network. It is the E-Man After Show. It's Pastor Appreciation Month all month long. And we're talking to pastors all around the globe tonight, all around, because we're down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. I deal with a lot of pastors, Mandy.
Yes, you do.
You know, I'm connected to a whole lot of pastors.
Yes.
And so we had about 6 pastors we were trying to bring on, and we were juggling, and they busy, and then they, you know, they want to come on, so we might have to extend this Pastor Appreciation Month.
Let's do it.
Yes, and so we want to appreciate and we want to salute all the men and women of God, that even if you're a woman pastor,
mm-hmm.
we want to salute you.
Yes.
To the co-pastors, to the assistant pastor, this is your month. We want to appreciate you after the month of October, too. You know, slide up to your pastor. You ain't gave him a card this month, or you ain't gave him a hug. You know, slide a little something in the pastor's pocket, or you know, celebrate your man, because they spend a lot of time before God for to give you a word.
That's right. It's more to it. And preaching is good. Preaching is awesome, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there's more to it than that. There's counsel, right?
Right,
right. There's a lot of pulling. There's a lot of warfare. There's a lot of praying. There's a lot of intercessory. So a pastor's job is, it doesn't stop. It doesn't stop once they leave the podium, you
mm-hmm,
know?
Mm-hmm.
And we have to realize that, and it's honorable.
Right.
So we show honor. We
right,
give
right.
honor where honor is due.
Yes, and so if you have a question for the pastor tonight, you can hit option one. It signal us and flag us and it let us know, and we'll bring you into the conversation. Also, we got Encouragement with the Soul with Fred Bell tonight.
Yes, guys, you want to check out Encouragement for the Soul with Fred Bell. If you need to be encouraged tonight, we have Fred Bell at 9:35 tonight. I'm on another show. 9:35 tonight.
Right.
You guys do not want to miss his segment.
Right. We want to thank all you guys. We just come off the Man Did a Mentor show. We want to thank all you guys that come off the Man Did a Mentor show and follow us over here over on We Talk Radio Network. Man, this is your favorite listening station, We Talk Radio Network. This is where we talk,
we listen,
and we take action. So, man, let's bring the pastor into the conversation tonight. We see him standing by on the phone line. We see you guys standing by on the phone line. You know, we see you guys over there on the network. The network, the numbers are lit up. The phone lines are lit up. We want to thank all you guys that follow the E-Man After Show. So let's see if we can bring in Pastor Johnny Smith on tonight. Hello, Pastor Johnny Smith. How are you tonight, sir?
Hey, hello, E-Man, and hello, Mandy. How y'all guys doing tonight?
Doing well. Welcome to the E-Man After Show.
Well, sir, we are doing absolutely fantastic. I'm blessed, black, and highly favored, and unapologetic about it, Pastor.
Man, I show like those accolades that y'all say. Man, God bless y'all, and I just want to thank y'all for this opportunity. You guys know a whole lot of teachers, and pastors, and I just want to just thank y'all. God bless y'all. For bringing me on tonight and be a part of you, your radio broadcast. Thank y'all. God bless y'all on tonight.
Yes, sir.
You're welcome, sir.
We are honored to have you on tonight because it's Pastor Appreciation Month. And, sir, we just want to appreciate the men and women of God, you know, that y'all pour into us and give us a word from the Lord to help us to, you know, to get delivered and get restored and get set free and get healed. And, you know, we want to thank you for all that you're doing. We're glad to have you on tonight because we broadcast the pastor down here in Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, and we started out over there in Cedar Hill, and then last week we slid over there in Oak Cliff. Now we done drove all the way out I-20 over in the Mesquite. Yes. And so, Pastor Johnny Smith, to all the listeners that are on the network tonight on the phone lines that don't never heard of you, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, sir, who you are and what you do?
First of all, my name is Johnny Smith, and I'm the
choir
pastor of the Kingdom Family Worship Center. And I just want to thank God for my wife that works alongside me, Tarika Smith, and my children that works alongside me. And I'm a working pastor. I don't need nobody to take care of me. I take care of my own self. I take care of my own wife.
Right.
And I just wanted to put that out there, y'all. And Pastor, you know, God called me to the ministry some years ago. And let me just say this here.
Mm-hmm.
If God ain't called you to pastor, this is not something you want to do.
Come on, teach us, Pastor. Hello.
This is not something you want to do.
Right.
And I had to learn to where I had to preach when ain't nobody there but my wife and my family.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to bring the whole turkey out. And it would cause you as a young priest, as a young pastor,
mm-hmm.
to doubt that God, did you really call me the pastor?
Mm.
What are people, especially when you start in the ministry out fresh,
mm-hmm.
you know, when you start
yes,
out fresh, you know, you don't have nobody following you at the moment, and you have to build your way up. But, you know, God has given me a plan, E-Man, and men. God gave me a plan, E-Man.
Mm-hmm.
And what God did was God allowed me to take at least 5 years, you know, before I went into the ministry. And
mm-hmm.
God allowed me to save money. God allowed me to pay for everything that I have. Everything in the church is paid for. The church is able at this point to sustain itself. And I thank God for the plan that God has given me to sustain me, you know. And like I said, I'm a working pastor. I work every day.
Yeah.
And I just thank God for giving me a plan. See, before you venture out into pastoring, you know, we're living in a day and time where a lot of people is going out trying to pastor. You know, people just getting out of prison, been out of prison 1 month, they're trying to pass.
Come on.
So in other words, you have to be mentored. In other words, preparation time is not wasted time. You have to be up under a good ministry, a word-based ministry, and be taught the scripture. You know, anybody can quote scripture. It's more to just quote scripture, but can you lead people? See, God is raising up servants to become leaders and leaders to become servants. So if you're going to lead, you first have to serve first.
Right.
You know, and I'm the type of pastor, you know, if you're going to lead, you first have to know how to follow. It's more to it than just you preaching.
Come on now.
I want to see, can you clean the toilets?
I
want to see, can you wash the windows? I want to see, are you faithful to ministry before I appoint you in different positions? And my thing is to minister to the total man and the total woman and let people know that God is holy. And that
he has to live
a holy and consecrated life unto God.
Right. That's so awesome, Pastor, as we sit here and listen to you. And this is what I'm hearing, because you've been pastoring. Because, see, everybody can't pastor. And it, like you're saying, everybody shouldn't pastor. Just because you learn the Bible don't mean you call to pastor. And being pastor, I don't think everybody need to be trying to pastor other people's members. Because if God, if pastor put you up under headship, you know, and you're listening to other pastors, you may get confused, because God sent you to that particular pastor for a particular reason, because that pastor is seeking him for your direction and trying to train and teach you, you know, in your growth and your spirituality. But Pastor Johnny Smith, I want to ask you this here question. You know, you've been pastoring for 4.5 years, and as I sit here and listen to you, because you really started out talking about groundwork. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Talking about servitude, because we got to be committed, you know, to ministry. We got to be committed to serve in the church today. Pastor, have you talked to us a little bit about some of the struggles, especially coming out of the pandemic, because the pandemic was a wake up call for everybody. you understand, Pastor? And
yes, it was.
I know we went on Facebook. And I know we doing Facebook Live and Instagram, but everybody church shut down for a while. But it taught us all, Pastor, as I, you know, because I'm in media, and I still had to serve. You know, I serve. I don't, Pastor Smith, Johnny Smith, through the whole, what it was, 2 years, Mandy, that the church was shut down, I never missed a service. I was in service. I was in two services every Sunday. Why? Because we had to keep serving. You understand what I'm saying? Such as yourself, you're on Facebook Live. You had to keep on serving. What would you say to that person, Pastor, that you know, you've been pastoring now and you see people come and people done got relaxed? What has been some of the struggles since you come out of the pandemic in getting the people back into serving the ministry?
Facebook and YouTube and all the other stuff is a tool that we can use. It can be used for good and evil. The pandemic is pretty much at a standstill, and it's time for the people to come back to the house of God. Now, scripture says, "Forsake not the assembly of yourself together as some do." Now, during the pandemic, We didn't miss a service. We did the social distancing and what we to do, you know, the 10 or 9, 12 of us, we did that.
Mm-hmm.
And we went according to the law. But it's been now 2 years, and people still talking about the pandemic.
Okay? Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to the church,
mm-hmm.
we have to give God more respect. We have to give God more respect. We have to give God more respect than what we give our job. We didn't stop going to work, but we stopped going to church. We didn't stop going. Well, we stopped kind of going. Stopped going to kind of restaurant, but the restaurant was still open. People still went to restaurant. But when it comes to the things of God, we had a problem with it. Yes, we obey the laws of the land. Of course, we have to do this. God said obey the laws of the land. But that was a challenge, you know, not only for me. It was a challenge for pastors in general. So we had to adapt to the situation. And that's why a lot of us went on Facebook. But at the same time, especially when you got a building and the building is operated on tithes and offerings. You know, people stop giving their tithes. People stop coming to church.
Right.
But at the same time, the bills at the church still had to be paid. And
right,
a lot
right.
of preachers lost their ministry. A lot of churches folded up. But the pandemic was a test of our faith.
Come on.
Come on.
To see was we don't actually stand in the midst of a pestilence, of a famine. See, was the body of Christ still was going to stand. You know, the people still needed to be ministered to.
Right.
You know, everybody church didn't close up. And mine was one of them. We had church every Sunday. We came in, y'all, and just did the things that we did as a body of Christ. People were set free. People were saved. People was delivered. Homes were restored. And God still moved in spite of the pandemic.
Right, right.
In spite of the pandemic. But it was just
that's
a trying time, for not only my church, but for every pastor.
Right.
Very trying time.
And so, ladies and gentlemen on the network, we're talking to Pastor Johnny Smith. He is the proud pastor of Family Kingdom Worship Center Church. He's in the Mesquite area out there in Mesquite, Texas. Those of you that live down in the Dallas-Fort Worth metropolitan where we broadcast this show, KFWC, not KFC, but KFWC. I had to say that, Pastor, because it almost sounds like KFC. You have a beautiful edifice out there, sir. You know, I've been to your church, and you have a beautiful edifices, and man, I tell you, you guys are doing the doggone thing. It's just so refreshing because, you know, man, I get to meet a lot of great pastors, and I know you one pastor that believe in when you talk about holiness. I want to ask you this question because a lot of people throw that word around, Pastor. You know, I preach holiness, or I'm holy. Well, help us, those on the network, because we're talking to different people all around the time. We're in different time zones right about now. We're talking to a lot of people, Pastor, that would understand when you say preach holiness. You know, help us to understand in that particular language, what are you saying when you say you preach holiness?
Hey, man, I'm glad you asked me that question, and here's the answer.
Mm-hmm.
The scripture says, God said, be ye holy, for I am holy. Holy means to be set aside and consecrated for the service of God. Now, you can name your church whatever you want to name your church.
Yes, sir.
But God is holy as long as you live in holy according to the scriptures, how the scriptures say live. So, other words, there's a difference between, there should be a difference between light and darkness. So holiness is something like this here. You have to be what God is.
Yes.
And God is holy. The Bible said, holiness without, no man shall see the Lord. So that's what holiness is. Holiness is set aside. You have to be set aside and consecrated unto the Lord. He's mm-hmm. holy. God is nothing. God is pure holy. Mm-hmm. And our life, y'all, should exemplify the characteristics of Jesus Christ, which is the Son of God.
Mm-hmm.
And he was holy.
Mm-hmm.
He's not Lutheran. He's not Baptist. He's holy. God said, be holy.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody
yes,
now is saying that they're preaching holy, but their lifestyle is contrary to what they're preaching.
Mm-hmm.
So your lifestyle, in other words, let me put it like, your lifestyle should match up with what you're preaching.
Mm.
Because the only Jesus that the world sees is the body of Christ. But
mm-hmm.
now, if your life, if there hadn't been no change in your life, and when people see your life, the people will say, what makes you so better than I am? Because you go to church. Lucifer goes to church. And everything,
okay.
the Bible said that everyone that says, Lord, Lord, shall not enter into the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm.
So it is more to just going to a church. Mm-hmm. You, the individual is the church. Your lifestyle has to match what the scripture says. I'm not saying you're going to be perfect. None of us.
Right, right.
The only way you'll be perfect is when you're dead and then went on into the spirit.
Right, right.
If you're in Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And what I ask to live a holy and consecrated life before Christ Jesus. So, I teach them to, your life should be different from the unregenerated life. You know, it's hard to say something, to tell you to stop going to the club and the bar, and I'm there getting full of the Spirit. Not the Holy Spirit, but drinking and doing like everything else that the unregenerated is doing. But now I'm going to call myself trying to witness to you, trying to introduce you to Christ, and my life is just like yours. It might be messed up more than yours. So the scripture said, go ahead.
Because
I got carried away now.
Yeah, you're all right, because I want to play double down. What do you say to those that, you know, will rebuttal what you just said? In other words, you know, we know most people are, if they going into the club, I mean, I can't say, I don't know if they going in there and the witness, but you will have those that say, hey, you know, they ain't coming to church. Why can't I go into the club? I'm not going in there to get drunk. I'm going in there to win souls for Christ. You know, talk to us a little bit about, you know, Pastor, because, you know, I always believe this here, and you're talking about lifestyle. You know, you just got some believers, they're not really going into the club to the club. They really going into the club to, because they want to be a witness. And if they can't go into the club, the reason why I want you to differentiate, because sometimes I think we get it confused. We think people are going out to club, but some people are going into the club because they want to do ministry, and that's the only way. They help us to understand the difference when you say that, because, you know, as we all around the network, I'm in so many different conversations with people. Mm-hmm. And I have interesting conversations with people that will say, you know, they're not coming to the church. We got to go out there and get them. So what do you say when you, I do understand your lifestyle is supposed to be different, but can we represent God in the club?
For us going to the club, okay?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What the club is a counterfeit of the church. What Jesus Christ is not being represented, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I'm going to go to the club, you know, because God has delivered me from going there, the things I used to do, I shouldn't do it no more. See, there's a time and a place where I can witness to people.
Right, right.
And me personally, as a pastor, I used to be a club.
Okay.
And people go in the club, they groove on, they ain't going to the club to talk about Jesus Christ. I didn't want to hear nothing about Jesus Christ when I'm at the club. I went to the club to get my drink on and trying to find me a honey that was in the club. That's what I went for.
Right, right.
But at the same time, since Christ has come into my life, the Spirit of God has changed my life, those desires, I don't have that anymore.
I don't have that desire anymore.
Yes.
You know, how does light and darkness have fellowship together? And see, me personally, if I was to go into the club, it brings back those old memories. So, you know, I start getting thirsty and want some Hennessy and Coke. Used to be my favorite drink. That taste would start coming back to me. Even now, I'm going there to witness. See, I am on the enemy's territory. When I do things like that, you have to be led by God in order to do things like that. See, there's opportunities to tell people about Christ Jesus. I don't have to go to the club to tell them about Christ Jesus. There will be opportunities to tell folks concerning Christ Jesus and him crucified.
Right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, on the network, we're talking to Pastor Johnny Smith. He's a prayer pastor of Family Kingdom Worship Center. But Pastor Smith, Johnny Smith, we got to do a segment. It's 9:35. And when we come back out of this segment, sir, we're going to finish this conversation because it's going to get interesting.
Man, very interesting.
Yes, sir. We're going to continue this conversation, sir. You can use the restroom and get you some water. We're going to come back because we're doing a segment. It's Encouragement with the Soul with Fred Bell. You got the phone lines are lit up. If you have a question for Pastor Johnny Smith, you can hit option one. We'll bring you into the conversation because this is what it is. This is a men's show. And listen, it is never a dumb question, and it is never a right and a wrong answer. And so everybody has an opinion, and we allow you to speak your opinion over here on the E-Man After Show. So, Pastor, we'll be back right after this segment. Y'all guys keep it locked. It is We Talk Radio Network. I'm E-Man. Let's take a break, and we'll be back right after this.
You are now tuned in to encouragement for your soul.
Did you know that there's no failure in God? Is there someone out there tonight feeling that God has let you down or God has failed you because you prayed to him and asked him for something and he didn't come through for you? Maybe it was for a job. Maybe it was to save the life of a loved one who passed away. Maybe it was for money. Maybe it was for something that was not even needed at the time. And because God didn't answer that prayer for you, you feel that he has let you down and he has failed. But God has not failed. God is a God that will never fail. There is no failure in God. People will let you down. Those are the ones we tend to put our trust in the most. We put our trust in family, friends, loved ones, whoever it may be. We will put more trust in them than we do in God. But then when they fail, we still turn to them time after time after time. But when we pray and ask God for something, and if he doesn't give it to us, we feel that he's failed us. But in God's waiting to answer our prayers, he's teaching us patience. He's teaching us perseverance. He's teaching us the ability to wait on him. So in Joshua 21:45, it talks about how God fulfilled the promises of Israel. He fulfilled every promise that he made to Israel. Even though some of those promises took several years to come through, there was not one promise left unkept. God kept every promise that he made. Even when we pray, we may not get an answer tomorrow. We may not get it next week. We may not even get it next month. We may get the answer to the prayer or whatever we prayed for several years later, because we have to understand that God will answer on his timetable and not ours. But the more we learn about God and the more we study his word gives us an understanding on what his promises are. I know sometimes we may become impatient waiting on God to act in certain ways. But instead, we should wait faithfully and do what he wants us to do and trust in him for our future. So the next time you pray and you ask God for something, thank him for the future promise that he's going to give you when he answers that prayers, because there is no failure in God. He will never fail you. All you have to believe and trust that his word is true. You have heard another encouraging word by Fred Bell.
You have just been motivated, inspired with encouragement for your soul with Fred Bell.
You're listening to The Sound.
Put your hands together.
I like that. If y'all don't mind, fellas.
Said I feel like having church. Said I feel like, oh yeah, feel like having church. Brother, let me say it. Said I feel like, oh, feel like happy church.
Listen here.
I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Said them, I'ma clap my hands, stomp my feet, y'all feel like happy church. Church. Said I feel like having church. Oh, oh, oh. Said I feel like having church. I'm gonna say it one more time, and I feel like, oh, feel like having church.
Listen here, I was lying when they said unto me,
oh yeah,
let us go with you, the house of the Lord.
Yeah.
I'ma clap my hands and stand my feet, I feel like having church.
Having church.
Brother, stay right there. We gon' have
church.
Is that alright?
Having church.
Everybody come along. We can't have
church. Oh yeah.
Somebody clap your hands. We can't have
church.
Yeah. Like that, y'all.
Had a church. Had a church. Had a church.
We came here to have
church.
Listen, I was reading my Bible the other day.
Church.
And David said, I was there when they said unto me, let us go into the
church. Having church.
I like that.
Having church.
Whoa.
Having church.
And David said, I was down when they said unto me, let us go into the
church. Having church.
Listen.
Said I feel like.
Church.
Talk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have 2 youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family, and you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
Attention, 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 all callers. If you want to call into any of your favorite radio shows, you got the number 563-999-3456. Again, 563-999-3456, and press the number 1. Yes, numero uno. And make sure you bring it, honey, because we want to be a part of the conversation with you. This is DB signing off on We Talk Radio.
Yes, it is. It is the E-Man After Show. We're so excited and delighted that you guys are joining us on another Sunday afternoon. Hope you have had a blessed day, man. We broadcast this show down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, and our Cowboys won today, Mandy.
They did.
We are 5-2. Shout out to those Cowboys. I tell you, we want to, hey, don't be jelly on them. Network. We see you guys on the phone line. We see you guys on the network. We're talking to Pastor Johnny Smith. He is the proud pastor of Kingdom Family Worship Center Church in the Mesquite area out here in Dallas, Texas, where we broadcast this show. Our studios are in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, and we done slid over and drove all the way around to we left our hood, man, which was Oak Cliff last Sunday.
Right.
We started out in Cedar Hill. Now we went out of I-20. And that's old 635 right there in Mesquite. We're talking to the prior pastor, Pastor Johnny Smith. Are you back with us, sir?
Yes,
sir. He's standing by, ladies and gentlemen. We are having a conversation because, why? We are celebrating and appreciating pastors because the month of October is Pastoral Appreciation Month.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to salute and shout out to all the men and women of God that's laboring for us and seeking God for our direction spiritually. And so when we left off, Pastor, you were sharing with us, we was talking about, really I was asking the question, can you be a witness in the club?
Mm-hmm.
You know, can you really go to the club to be able to witness or you know, a lot of times we may feel like people are going into, I mean, I heard your answer and I do understand what you were sharing. But some people use those kind of methods, you know, now we're living in 2022, Pastor. Mm-hmm. And people are using different methods now,
right,
how they're going about witnessing. And one of those, what I've found out in talking to a lot of different ministries, they're saying they're going into the club and witness. So you were sharing with us how you feel about it and you guys on the network. If you have a question for Pastor Johnny Smith, you can hit option 1. We can bring you into the conversation, and we'll definitely be appreciative of that. And so, guys, we see you on the phone lines. We see you on the network. This is Pastor Appreciation Month. Mandy?
Yes. So we were talking prior to the break about witnessing in the club, you know, and I like what Pastor Smith stated about you have to be called to it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was a part of a ministry called the Twilight Ministry, E-Man.
Mm-hmm.
And what we did was after midnight, we would go out and we would walk the streets, the
mm-hmm.
streets of Dallas,
mm-hmm.
especially the South Dallas locations where the clubs were popping. And
mm-hmm.
we do have to use wisdom, right?
We use wisdom.
I not necessarily would go into the club because the music is playing. Nobody's listening
That's right.
to you in the inside of the club.
That's right.
So what we would do is we would stand outside of the club
right.
and we would see women come out different because we were mainly witnessing to the women. And what I found is that during those times of the night, as Pastor stated, his motive for going to the club, because he was trying to find a honey. He was trying to get turned up, right? Pastor, you're trying to get turned up, right? So, yes, sir. And that's understandable. But on the other side of the spectrum, we would run into women that was in there to try to get their minds off their problems because they were stressed out and depressed. They were hurt. They were abandoned. They were abused. And being outside of the club, catching these women before they go in and coming out was very beneficial because we had prophetic encounters, right? People were actually being delivered in the parking lots, you know, where the security would have to ask us to leave because folks were getting spooked out there. But if there is a time, and I absolutely agree with Pastor Smith, you have to be called to it. We have to truly walk in the power and the authority of Christ Jesus, allow the Holy Spirit to operate through us. When we're called to that, the Lord gives us power. And Pastor, I do agree with you. Sometimes this is the kicker.
Mm-hmm.
We can, as Pastor stated earlier, we can quote scriptures, we can know church, but have we truly been set free? When we're truly set free, the Lord sends us back into those territories to set people, so that he can utilize our lives to set people free.
Right.
So you get an anointing when the Lord brings you out.
Oh, yes.
To go back and speak to those things.
And I think that's what you're trying to do, Pastor. And,
yes.
And that's why I asked that question, Pastor, because I'm beginning to talk with different pastors, and they are creating ministry. Yes. And they're doing ministry such as that nowadays where they're going to the clubs. They're waiting on them out at the door, you know. Last pastor, they was handing out tracts, Pastor Johnny Smith. They was handing out tracts with money in them.
It's just the method. That is a good method, but I was thinking we were talking about going into the club now. But you know, but as Mindy was saying, I'm totally in agreement with that. Even though we're in 2022, God is the same God today and yesterday and forevermore. Our methods might change, you know, but God is still the same. And the Bible said, "Them that win souls must be wise."
You have
to be wise in order to win souls, and I'm in perfect agreement with Mindy when she said when they come out of the club, then you're able, if they're perceptive to what you're trying to say, because most folks are full of alcohol, but the word of God will work through all that mix and bring about a spirit of conviction, and when conviction comes, then people are able to receive what you're trying to get them to receive.
So, Pastor, speaking of principles and methods, we know that the principles of God will never change, right? But we know that God is always giving us fresh rhema. He's always giving us strategic ideas and different methods to utilize in the kingdom, because generations are different and they see things differently, they articulate differently, and the Lord is, look, he's ahead of all of that, right? Can I ask you, what different methods have the Lord given you from when you started your ministry 4.5 years ago up until now? What has changed?
What has changed?
As far as methods.
As far as methods. Hadn't too much changed. I still use the same methods, and I'm evolving to using a different method in order to keep people coming to church. The thing about it is the goal is to get more people and more, especially young people, and we have to come up with plans and ideas in order to get the young people interested back in church. You know, we have to come up with different ideas and try to, how will we get the youth in here instead of compromising our principles and trying to get them to come back to church. That's something I won't do and will never do, to compromise my principles on holy living, consecrated living, trying to get the young people back in church. You know, there are different methods, but the methods that I use pretty much are pretty much the same method, but
I am evolving to using different methods. I do believe, y'all, that, you know, that some of the songs that our old grandmothers have listened to, I do believe mm-hmm. that we have changed up some of that, you know, in order yeah. to bring the young people in, you know, bring some more upbeat songs, you know, into the body of Christ so that we can captivate the young people with different types of music, because some of that stuff was good for that time.
Mm-hmm,
but we're living
mm-hmm.
in a different, we're living in a modern time, a different society now. And
mm-hmm.
we have to know how to maneuver and use some strategies on how to bring people into the fold, into the body of Christ, so that we can minister and mature people. The Bible says
yes.
that sheep beget sheep.
Yes. So awesome. So awesome, Pastor, because, you know, as I sit here and listen to you, you know, and understanding you've been in ministry for 4.5 years, you know, I think you're making it very plain because, you know, when you start out in ministry, you get a word from God at that particular moment, and, you know,
mm-hmm.
you grow off of that word.
Mm-hmm.
But,
mm-hmm.
If you're going to be around for the 20 and 30, a whole lot of method is going to change.
Right.
Methodology
oh, yes,
and all that's going to change.
Yes, yes
because... You won't revolve or be revolving if you always stay stuck doing the same thing over and over.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why really, you know, me and then Pastor Smith, Johnny Smith, that's why I proposed the question, because that question was shared with me by a little young group that goes to the club to minister,
mm-hmm.
but they go
mm-hmm.
inside of the club to minister.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
As I sit here and listen to Mandy, you know, her thing was they met that y'all stood outside the church. I mean,
yeah.
outside the
yeah.
Club. But they say they go in. I was like, y'all pretty bold. They said, no. Well, of course, they use church. Like, we going in there after the devil. We ain't waiting till the devil to come out.
Mm-hmm.
We going in to, I said, so what are y'all doing going in there and stalking them? They said, no, we just go in and we stand around and we just watch because I took in the conversation, Pastor and Mandy,
mm-hmm.
I took out of the conversation Where probably wasn't a lot of just smoking. It's little lounges. It's little,
okay.
you know, it's clubs. But, I mean, we call them clubs because we older. That's what we call them.
Mm-hmm.
But they go mm-hmm. inside to minister, and they do it boldly. Why? Because this is a new generation.
Mm-hmm.
And if they to be, you know, zeal in daytime, and we've been preaching to them about servitude and they see going into the club with no problem.
Right.
The thing that I got from Pastor Smith and I'm hearing from you, Mandy, and this is E-Man, the way I would see it,
mm-hmm.
you have to know who you are
mm-hmm.
when you go in.
That's right.
Because
yes,
when you go in, Pastor, knowing who you are, you know whose you are. You should have, to me, in my opinion, your Holy Ghost that you have should be strong enough.
Mm-hmm.
When you walk in there, if you say what they would call saved for real, because
mm-hmm.
I don't, you know, when people say they saved for real, I don't know what that means because it ain't but one saved to me. You should be able to come back out saved.
Right.
Why? Because it is the anointing. You're going in because you're called.
Mm-hmm.
You're being, and Pastor, you know, I would take that these young people, they are trained even before they go in.
Right.
But that's just a new thing
I
they're doing now, Pastor.
I was
yes,
just
sir.
Going to say that they have to be
mm-hmm.
trained.
Yes.
In
yes.
order to do. Now, if that method there works for them,
mm-hmm.
you know,
yes,
that's fine. You know, I thank God for their zeal and their boldness in order
mm-hmm.
to do that, because most of the time, people don't want to hear anything about the Lord when they're trying to get their groove on.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, that's how
you
my
know,
pastor came back to the Lord. Bishop T.D. Jakes, he share all the time, Pastor, that it was a mother came got him out the club.
mm-hmm.
He said
that's
he was up in there and he had backslid and he went up in the
yeah.
club and she came up in there and got him out of there.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
yeah,
God,
and that's
God
because
her to do that, then that's fine.
Yes, sir.
Right, and let me just add to that. That's because the Lord had already been pulling, tugging on his heart.
Mm-hmm.
The seed had already been sown.
Exactly,
and so he was pretty much there,
right,
and,
right.
And it was time. So that's the time. But I do want to stay here for a moment, Pastor, because I want, speaking of young people, and Pastor, I love the fact that you said you will not compromise. I love that, right? Let me ask you, with so much that's going on in the world, with so many things that's going on in the church that's been allowed through the gates of the church, such as the one world religion, such as witchcraft. We have witches now in the church operating as prophets and prophetess. Pastor, how do you protect the young people from the New Age movement?
How do you protect the young people is to minister to the young concerning the things that they have been exposed to.
Mm-hmm.
You have to teach the young people, and they have to be open-minded to receive what you're trying to get them to receive for as the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible said that the Word of God would not go out and return unto him void.
Mm-hmm.
It won't come back to him empty, is what that is saying. But people have to be open to receiving a rhema word from the Lord and then take what's being given to them and apply to how they live and walk in Christ Jesus. Yeah, we're living in the last days. Yeah, the new world order. Yeah, this is going on. See, everybody that I'm not trying to get away from this, but everybody mm-hmm. that prophesies ain't a prophet.
Come through. Yes.
Some people prophesy lies.
Mm-hmm.
Some people know how to manipulate scripture, mm-hmm. mix a little scripture with a little more scripture, and they minimize the meaning of the scripture. So therefore, the people I teach people that you have to know the word for your own self. Don't just mm-hmm. take what I say.
Right.
You got to
study
the word of God for yourself. Then when somebody get up and saying Elijah was in the lion's den, you know that that ain't true because Daniel was in the lion's den.
Yes, sir. Come on, Pastor.
People is good in manipulation. The Bible says mm-hmm. there are many false prophets have gone out into the land. The Bible says, you know, in 1 John 4:1, it said, you know, how you would know is try the spirit, not by the spirit.
Right.
Try the spirit by the word.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you try the spirit by, because a false prophet, y'all, is nothing but a person that teaches false doctrine.
Yes,
so therefore, I try to instill in the people to know, mm-hmm. follow me along the line so that you can get a general understanding of the scripture. Now, I like to teach too.
Mm-hmm.
So that you mm-hmm. get an understanding of what I'm saying. Now, mm-hmm. I hope all the time, you know, then you won't get an understanding of the word of God. I want the word of God to come out clear so that you can properly understand. The Bible said in all thy getting, get what?
Understanding. Mm-hmm.
That's what Paul was trying to teach. For sure.
If you change one word in a sentence, you change the whole meaning of the sentence.
Yes.
See, some people are so manipulative in this day and time, these false prophets, these witches and stuff, they quote,
mm-hmm.
they don't quote all the scripture.
Right.
They quote
that's
some
right,
of it
Pastor.
And mix lies with it.
And
but
to
we're
add
so gullible
to that,
and we're so naive,
mm-hmm.
so we fall for anything.
Yeah, and no power to change. See, the counterfeit, and as you're speaking, Pastor, speaking of the witches, the false prophets, there's no power of change. So they're going into the church house.
No power of change.
People are, yes, sir, and people are listening. They hear the message, and you know how people are, like you talk about the hoop. They're listening to the hoop, and they're getting, you know, that feel good, but there's no transformation that's taking place. When the power
that's
of the Holy Ghost is in the place, change is evident.
And that's why I always
right.
share with people, Pastor and Mandy, this is why I always share with people, quoting a text
mm-hmm.
out of context is heresy,
mm-hmm.
you know.
That's
and
right.
we have a whole lot of people that quote text in scripture, and they quoting it out of the wrong context.
Mm-hmm.
And so it confuses people. And this is why you have to study to show thyself approved.
Right.
Because if
right
you got the
scripture says rightly divide
yes.
the word of truth.
Rightly dividing
yes, yes.
the word. And so if you rightly divided mm-hmm. and that engrafted word is in you,
mm-hmm.
you won't be tripped up in following every wind and every teaching
mm-hmm.
that's out there. And so, Pastor Jimmy Smith, we are enjoying this tonight. Ladies and gentlemen on the network, we're talking to the proud pastor of Kingdom Family Worship Center there in the Mesquite area down here in Dallas, Texas, where we broadcast this show. Man, we so peacock proud, Pastor, to have you. But let's switch just a little bit, because I know you and some other pastors every other Friday, your guys get together and y'all minister to me. And talk to me a little bit about that, sir.
We're doing that. It was so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
With the group of distinguished pastors that Pastor Chris Harris has put together, and
yes,
we
sir.
Were to bring men together and discuss
mm-hmm.
men topics, you know, try
right.
to keep men, try to, you know, y'all, these sisters need some good husbands.
Mm.
So everything that wears a pair of pants ain't good.
All
and
right,
that
yeah.
looks good ain't good. Because
mm-hmm.
it glitter don't mean that it's gold,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yes,
and we were just teaching men how to be men, and just teaching men, most of all, to love Jesus Christ. And in other words, if you can't love your wife, you can't love Jesus Christ.
Hmm.
We were just
okay.
teaching them on how to be delivered and how to be successful and how to be good husbands.
Hmm.
Because there is some good men out there. So is there some good women out there,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yes.
It was so awesome how men would come together and just talk about, you know, private things that, you know, problems that men have and everything. And we would tell them, you know, stuff that we went through as being men. Just men talk.
And you know, that's real powerful, because the last pastor we had on, Pastor Lofton, he has a ministry called
AMOP.
AMOP, AMOP, and it's Men of Purpose, Anointed Men of Purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about them doing the same thing, because as a man, I think you need to be transparent,
mm-hmm.
you know, and this is
yeah.
why we created this men show, because if men, is like I tell Mandy all the time and others, you know, some men, some tonight on this network that's listening, it's a man getting ready to take the trash out, Pastor, and he ain't coming back. He going to drive out of the driveway and he done. And that particular sister haven't, and he's a Christian man.
Mm-hmm.
She haven't even picked up on the signs. Why? Because if we men don't get together and really have real dialogue and men conversation, this is why I created this show. This just has to be Pastor's Month, and we're coming from a pastor perspective. But I always come from a spiritual and a practical perspective.
Yes.
Why? Because at the end of the day, you know, if you're teaching me spirituality, also teach me how to keep my pants up.
Mm-hmm.
Teach me how to, you understand what I'm saying, how to carry myself
Amen.
To
Amen.
Go in and to come out. I don't want no scriptures all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want the Bible all the time. I want to sit down with real men having a conversation without, do you feel like you got to talk to me about a Bible scripture? No.
That's right.
Yeah, Pastor, you know, look me in the face and say, sir, is your credit good?
Mm.
You understand what
uh-huh.
I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Are you a man that keeps your word?
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying, Pastor? And so it's just ironic that you are sharing that, because what we're beginning to find out, Pastor, that it's a lot of great churches such as yourself in the community of Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex that it appeared mandated to be that a lot of men are coming together.
That is so powerful.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So powerful. I would like to ask you, Pastor Smith, I know, you know, men talk is men talk, and there are certain things that are discussed that stays in that room. But if
uh-huh.
you can, what are some conversations?
Don't let us sit you up right here, Pastor.
No. Pastor, I'm not being nosy. Pastor, I'm not being nosy, but I would like, and without going into, you know, great detail or people's personal lives, but what are some topics of discussion?
And you can be open and transparent if you like, sir.
Of some of the topic of discussion, let me just say it like this here. Some
yes,
men don't know how to be men. They weren't taught to be men. What they was taught, it was from the street level.
Mm-hmm.
And they bring, and a lot of men, are really not ready to be married. They think they are, but they actually, they're not. How you going to be married if you ain't got no job and you can't take care of a woman?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's just different things that come up, you know, people, you know, when you hear, you know, certain people talk, and you hear where they are in their life, brother, a marriage is not something that you need. You need to first work on yourself and get you a job so you can be able to provide for a woman. What kind of woman are you looking for? You know, are you looking for somebody to take care of you? You know, different things would come up when you are discussing. I'm trying to keep it clean, you know.
No, no, you can express this any way you choose
with me.
Things,
you know, problems that men have in relationship, you know, and we were discussing, you know, things of that nature. And E-Man, you're exactly right. Sometimes you have to share some of your experiences with people.
Right.
After you share the biblical side, you know, with people. And let people know, you know, hey, I ain't always been the man that I am now. I had I learned some street stuff. I learned from hooligans and gangsters on how to on what their perception of being a man was. It was totally wrong, but that's how I learned.
And we
have to learn how to treat a woman. You know, ain't no sense of having all these babies. You can't take care of man one of them.
Yes.
Yes, sir. That's awesome, man, because, you know, I'm real transparent, Pastor, you know, and you know me, Pastor. You know, I've served you, I'm real transparent because
I don't care
how safe you are. If you get horny and you ain't getting none from your wife, that's a problem. You understand what I'm saying? And so I don't need no scripture if my wife ain't giving me none. No, you're on the E-Man After Show. You're on the E-Man After Show. Go right ahead, sir. Pastor, you already know me. I don't change my I don't change my language to fit the conversation.
Man.
This is how I am, and I do it over the air because I sit on a network that allowed me to have these real men conversations. It's a wife tonight. It's a husband tonight. Their marriage is on life support because he ain't getting none, and he horny as hell. To be honest with you, Pastor. And he ain't getting none. And so if we men don't sit down and have real open conversation, which, you know, you can quote me scriptures all day long. But when a man need to be satisfied, how do we help Christian men to understand and Christian women to understand? Yeah, we understand saving all of that. But who are you? You understand what I'm saying? You know, I don't need you speaking in tongues every night. You hear me?
Whoa.
There's a time and a place for that. That's how real we keep it over here, Pastor Johnny. That's how real the E-Man After Show is over here.
I like that. That's real. That's real right there. And that's
for
the issue that, you know, that would come up, that the issue that men would, you know, hey, man, you know, well, this and that is not happening. You know. But there's two sides to a coin, though.
Yes, sir. Help us out.
Yeah, but I like that, though, man, you know, and different things of that will come up. And you have to know how to minister to that man. Now, let me say this here. Is that man a Christian? He's just an unbeliever, or he's a Christian? So I can know how to navigate what I'm about to say.
Yes, sir.
You know, and what you just brought up, that is so true. That's where conversation come in at. And let that woman know, hey, it's been a while, and hey, this is the way I'm feeling.
Yes, sir.
What's going on with sir. Now your head ain't hurting every night. If your head hurting every night, you're going to the right.
Come on, fast. Your head ain't hurting every night, huh?
Because you would say women still look good. And that's the easiest thing to come by is relationship. But I don't want to have no relationship with nobody else but my wife.
So, if
you brought that up, you know, you do have to be real with a person. Hey, what's going on? You know,
I understand.
A month done passed by now, and you know, I'm trying to touch you, but you moving my hand away.
Hello.
You know, has somebody else been in my Kool-Aid? Something is going. It's a variety of things that goes on in relationship with what men feel comfortable about talking about it to another man? Are you into this real kinky stuff?
I understand, Pastor. Come on with it. We could be spiritual in the church and freaky, just as freaky willy, you know, when the door is shut, you know. And so at the end, you know, because, Pastor, one of the things that, and it sounds like you guys, when you pastors come together, and this is what we men need. I'm not talking about in
you
the
need
we need this in the community
mm-hmm.
of the church.
Mm-hmm.
Men need to come together and have real conversation and dialogue like this in the church. And so while we're around the domino table,
women,
Pastor, over here on the E-Man After
women
Show.
Women still look good now.
I like that. Pastor, that's good mentorship. You
mm-hmm.
said, sir, a lot of things tonight that's good mentorship. Going back to, and I'm coming back up to what you just said, Pastor.
Mm-hmm.
Going back to, you don't have a job. You don't need a wife right now. Some people, you need
to work on yourself.
Right, and we have a problem, not everybody, I say we, but not everyone, but being real in the church, you know,
mm-hmm.
That's good training, that's good mentorship, even up unto the point where you just stated, there's another woman out there look good. You're basically saying this is good for women to hear, not from the
mm-hmm.
aspect of being insecure, but being a realist, being factual, right? A man is a man. He's drawn to beautiful things,
mm-hmm.
beautiful women,
yeah.
And if you're not taking care of him at home, there's a door that's going to be open that's going to tempt this man to go out because
say
he's still
again,
a man.
Say that again.
You're not taking care, okay, so if you're not taking care of him at home, there's a door that's going to be open to draw temptation to this man. And and that's good. That's good mentorship, Pastor. It's good for the men, but what you said, that's something us women can eat from.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. And so, Pastor, these are the kind of conversations that we are open to. Why? Because as I read your bio, you are preaching a gospel that men and women can be healed, delivered, and restored and set free.
Mm-hmm.
How do
yeah.
we be healed, delivered, and restored to be set free if your message that you preach is not related? First of all, get to know me first. You know,
mm-hmm.
that's the first thing.
Relationship.
Have a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And then preach
mm-hmm.
me where I can understand the message, where it's going to help me be healed in certain areas.
Amen.
It's going to help me get
Amen.
Delivered in certain areas. I like the way you put this in your bio, where I can be restored in certain areas and be set free from those things that have held me down for so long and not knowing how to operate as a man and need yet to be United States. And you can do that through spirituality, and you can do
yes.
that through practicality and just real men conversation like we're having on the E-Man After Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. The phone lines are lit up, Pastor. No one will hear option you on yet. Pastor, what we find out, this market over here, this late at night, it's a great market because the phone lines are lit. If you
yes.
got a question for Pastor Johnny Smith, we're getting ready to let him go. You can hit option one, and we'll bring you into the conversation. Why? Because, Pastor, I wanted the people on the network, our listeners all around the globe, to hear you pastors express yourselves,
mm-hmm.
to talk real to us, because we need to see that you have the same light, because all of us have the same light passions. You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't care how say we are, we all got light passions. And so
because
we come to God, don't negate who we are, you know. And I'm 61 years old, and I'm going to be just flat out honest with you. I'm tired of Negro pastors lying to me about scripture that they don't really understand. And they
yeah.
take the word of God,
Amen.
Pastor, based off of the way they perceive God, and they're likely to say, if I was to rebuttal that, no, I'm not trying to be in competition with you. I just don't get it your way. And I don't receive
mm-hmm.
it your way. Why? Because mm-hmm. God have allowed me to articulate his word, to understand
right,
his
right.
word. Once you said it a while ago, Pastor, once you rightly divide it, and I think the
mm-hmm.
key thing you
mm-hmm.
said a while ago was really rightly dividing the word of God in the vicissitudes of where we living at in 2022. Paul dead.
Right.
You know?
That's right.
Paul is dead. And so what God is doing, Paul, God didn't stop speaking after Paul died. And you can't, you, if you're preaching to me about Paul pastors out there, don't stop because a lot of the message is telling us about what Paul said, like if God stopped speaking. God didn't stop speaking when Paul died. He's speaking to Pastor Johnny Smith tonight.
Right.
He's speaking to Pastor Lawson and Pastor Victor Jackson. All God is still speaking in the land today. These pastors that maybe you out there in the Mesquite area, you don't you. Pastor, tell us where your church is over there, in Mesquite, Texas, over there. What street your church on again?
My church is 801 West Kearney, Mesquite, Texas, 75149, Suite 200.
Okay, yes. And it's called the Kingdom Family.
Let me just say this, Amen.
Yes, sir.
If you keep people ignorant, you can control them.
Oh, that's a tweetable moment right there. I'm going to tweet
that.
Repeat that, sir.
If you keep people ignorant, you can control ignorant people. And, you know, not saying that nobody is stupid or anything. It just means without understanding.
Yes, sir.
And a lot of preachers know, I'm not getting on the preachers, a lot of preachers know how to do this because we know people don't read their Bibles. And they bamboozled and deceived and fall for any wind of doctrine because they're ignorant of the word. They don't pick the word up until on Sunday, if they pick it up then. A priest can say hot dogs and chili, a hot dog and a corny dog, and they falling all out. He ain't said nothing.
Come on, Pastor. Yes.
You know, what have he said that's been just edifying you? That lets you know what we're so into the sound. The music is not the Holy Ghost.
The dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun music.
Because we know how we know how to do church.
Oh, yeah, you better see it.
It's
we got that down, right?
Having the anointing and having a gift.
Yes,
sir.
The anointing brings about deliverance. God gives everybody a gift. Some people gifted to sing. But don't mean that they're anointed to sing.
That's right.
Got to know the difference. Yes, sir.
And there is a difference.
Yes, sir. But two more questions. We're going to let you go, Pastor. We done kept you over time. But this is how the conversation go on the E-Man. The phone line, ain't nobody hung up yet. We see them on the network. Because we want to be real transparent in this time that we're living in. For us to get understanding, you know, because a lot of people grew up on a bunch of rules and a bunch of customs of in Christendom and religion, and so we're not getting set free. And you just said it. We know how to do church. I guarantee it's a whole lot of people. Listen, Pastor Johnny, I can do church all by myself. Listen, you give me a microphone. I can take my phone. I can play the music. I can pray. I can do all of that. Why? Because we all got church down. But where's the true deliverance? You understand? And so, listen. If I ain't talking to no pastor, I got the anointing of God on me. You understand what I'm saying? Why? Because I got a personal relationship with God. And so,
amen.
You know, I don't.
You gotta have a personal relationship.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And so two more quick questions. I know you as a pastor, y'all get together and y'all do a radio show, and I know for a short period of time, but what did you pastors got on the radio? I think Pastor Chris Harris was one of the ones that started. What was that panel all about, Pastor?
That was about a group of distinguished men of God pastors coming together and discussing different topics on the air. People would call in, you know, and we would give our answers. You know, each preacher have a different angle on what they're going to say. It wasn't nothing that we sit out and rehearse what we're going to say. This was live.
Yes, sir.
You know, I would come up with a topic. Just say, for example, the topic would be, is God speaking to everyone? And then we will discuss that, you know, among the panel, is God speaking to you? To everyone, you know,
I can almost answer that for you right now.
every individual, every pastor would come at a different angle, and say what they're going to say.
Can I answer that for you, Pastor? I just want to answer that question. Can I answer that one for you, Pastor? This is my opinion. You know, as I heard you say that, that's interesting. Because I hear a lot of people today, Pastor, say, it's in my spirit. And God helped, you know, God told me this is in my spirit. I told my pastor, Bishop Jakes, I said, if you hear me holler out in the sanctuary, because if the next person come up to me and tell me what's in their spirit, I'm going to scream out real loud. He said, and I'm going to have security escort you out. Why? Because, Pastor, everybody always, see, if you know anything about God, God don't run, he don't run off at the mouth. He don't ramble. For 400 years, he stopped speaking. So we know he ain't speaking to you like that. And so a lot of people always, Pastor, I hear people say, it's in my spirit and God told me, my God, do you know if God speak? Things change when God speak. You understand what I'm saying? It ain't like me and you talking.
Right.
I mean, you can sit here and ramble off at the mouth, but when God speak, God ain't telling you to go to the red light and turn right. He gave you that free knowledge. Now, he will speak. But you got to know it's the voice of God and it's not you. And every time you sense something in your head and your psyche, it's in your spirit. And now you just, it's the, no. Because when God give you a word, when he speak, you going to know it's him speaking. If he got silent for 400 years, that tells me he's just not a God that's rambling off at the mouth. And so that's just my take on it, Pastor.
Have you said this to me, man? Mm-hmm. For example. If you got a large congregation, just say like 500 members, and God give you a word, somebody in there got a headache. Of course, somebody in the church got a headache. That ain't
right.
Prophetic.
500 people. Come on. Come on.
Somebody got a backache.
But it's in my spirit. God told me you got a headache.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
And I agree. There are times for that, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's times. The Holy Spirit is, God is very strategic. He's intelligent and he's specific.
If you
have a headache, God knows who in that audience have the headache, right?
Exactly.
God knows who it is. He's the unique identifier. So I want to go back to that, though, about speaking. God is always speaking, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have to be in alignment to hear.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, what we're seeing right now in the world, we're seeing people moved by emotions and feelings,
Dr. Amanda.
And a lot of people are feeling it, so they're saying they're putting God's name on it when God has never spoken.
Mm.
But God has differentiate his voice from the noise.
Mm.
But it takes those who are spiritual
to really
see it. Because everybody have a word, but not every word is God's word. But God is always speaking. We have to be yielded to his voice.
And with that interpretation, Pastor,
that Mandy, and see, this is why, you know, I love Dr. Amanda, because at the end of the day, you know, if someone on the network, they hear it my way, and then Mandy come, you know, we tag team people over here, Pastor.
Right.
Mandy come and make it real, real plain where you could get what I'm saying. Why? Because at the end of the day, you know, you started out earlier, we got to be real also careful of our delivery in this time because we're living in the last day.
Right.
And I always share with people all the time, you're going to make somebody in your delivery miss heaven or make heaven, and how you articulate the word of God by rightly and dividing it.
Right.
Amen.
That's
yes,
right.
sir.
Amen.
And we appreciate you, Pastor.
I appreciate y'all. With these topics right here, y'all, we can go on and on. Y'all keep up this awesome work. You know, God is in this, and more people need to hear this.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's real. It's real. It's real talk.
It's real talk. Yes, sir.
Real talk.
Yes, sir. Well, Pastor, I know we're getting ready to let you go. And I'm going to ask you this question. I think Mandy got her hand flagged. She got another question.
Just a comment.
Mm-hmm. We get into these kind of conversations. It's hard to go sometimes. But, Pastor, I always ask Pastor this question, and then I'm going to Mandy going to do a comment. We're going to let you do your shout-outs if you have someone listening on tonight you want to give a shout-out. And then, Pastor, when conversations like this, I always like to pray out on the email after show. So I'm going to ask you to pray us out. But I'm going to ask you this question, Pastor Johnny Smith. And I think you answered it a little bit because you say you always talking to Pastor and y'all come together. But who do when Pastor Johnny Smith need to talk to someone? Because every therapist need a therapist. Every counselor need a counselor. And I think every pastor need a pastor. Mm-hmm. Who do you go to, Pastor, when you need to talk to someone?
I talked to a pastor by the name of Pastor Marvin Blackwell.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's
I would
awesome.
Talk to him, and I would talk to Pastor Chris Harris. I would talk to Pastor Gregory Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
I don't talk to a whole lot of people, and you can't talk to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
Certain people that I talk to, you know,
mm-hmm.
from a perspective from another pastor, you know, I can't, certain things I can't talk to a lay member about. I have to talk
mm-hmm.
to another man of God about
right,
things.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I
mm-hmm.
I know those pastors, for Pastor Marvin Blackwell for sure, you know, and he's always gonna give you some wisdom because he's an awesome man of God.
Yeah.
And I do know I had an opportunity to meet Pastor Chris Harris and to go over there and meet him and serve his you know, ladies and gentlemen on the network, E-Man deal with a whole lot of pastors, man.
Mm-hmm. I know E-Man. Yes, you do.
You got a comment, man?
I do have a comment for Pastor Smith. Pastor Smith, when you came on the line, you talked about serving. I always say that you are before you become. We know that pastorship is serving. And you talk, that's the first thing you talk about, learning to serve. You know, you talk about training, being taught. You brought correction when it came to marriage. And I just want to say to you, Pastor, I absolutely enjoyed you being here on the E-Man After Show. You are truly, sir, a mentor because you believe in the art of teaching for development. So I can appreciate that. When we hear that someone is – when we can – sense that someone is a true mentor, they're into teaching a person how to fish, teaching them how to live, teaching them how to walk. I can appreciate it because it's scarce in the land today.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
thank
sir.
You.
So I just want to say thank you.
Well,
thank
sir,
you.
We want to thank you for having you on tonight, stopping by the E-Man After Show right here at We Talk Radio Network. And, man, just keep on doing the good work and just being called and what God have you to do. And ladies and gentlemen, if you live anywhere in the Mesquite area down here in Dallas, Texas, you want to make sure you find your place in the place over there at Kingdom Family Worship Center. What time your service is being passed?
Service starts at 11 o'clock on Sundays, and on Wednesday we have a Bible study on Zoom from 7 to 8. I'm very conscious of time. I don't hold folks a long time. I'm very conscious that people have to get up and go to work.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I only go 1 hour, you know, Wednesday night Bible study. 1 hour.
Okay.
So 1 hour.
And you're also on Facebook Live just as well, right?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Well, Pastor, we thank you for your time tonight. You can give your shout-outs and pray us out tonight, sir.
First, I want to give a shout-out to Kingdom Family Worship Center. Y'all, for real, I'm glad y'all tuned in on tonight to hear y'all pastor. I would like to give my pastor friend a shout-out, Pastor Chris Harris. Give him a shout-out, Pastor Marvin Blackwell, Pastor Lewis. And y'all, I can't leave my wife. I thank God for my
family. Oh, no, shout-out to the First Lady. We done
rib.
Did all this talking.
Thank,
you don't want to get in trouble tonight.
That has been by my side, you know, through the hard times, and you know, having gave me encouraging to go on and just see what the end is going to be. I just wanted to do that for her and
Amen.
My children, and you know, Shantavia and Tamaya and Walter and Mario, my children, my grandbabies, them. I don't know if they still up or not, but I just want to give them a shout out also. God bless y'all. Granddaddy loves y'all.
Oh.
Amen.
What? So awesome.
Father God,
what?
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Father God, I just want to thank you for E-Man and Mindy on tonight. Father God, I ask that you would continue
to bless them, Father God, in all of their endeavors, all of their business, Lord, whatever they go into, Father God, let it prosper, Father God. I rebuke the enemy that would come to steal and to destroy. But, Lord, yes. You have manifested that you might destroy the works of the devil. And I pray and ask, Father God, that you would keep them covered and in the center of your will, Father God.
Oh, yes.
In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Y'all, we're going to do this again, y'all, but I really, man, that got kind of heavy right now. I enjoy it, though.
Well,
that's
we enjoy
real,
you,
that's
sir.
That's real talk. That's real talk.
Yes.
Oh, you know, I try to keep it 100, Pastor. I don't
yeah,
fake and shake.
Yeah. Now, man, you kept it 105 tonight.
Yeah, so E-Man definitely
yeah,
have to
keep,
invite
y'all keep
you.
Doing what y'all keep doing what y'all doing. Keep doing it. Keep doing
yes,
it. Now, we need to
Amen.
Hear stuff. Man, you need to hear this type of, people need to hear what y'all doing, y'all. They
yes,
definitely
sir.
Need to be hearing this stuff. Because, you know, a lot of shows don't talk like this, really.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yes, sir.
And
well, sir, you
God
get you some rest. I know you got to go to work in the morning, and I'm going to let
oh,
you
yeah.
get you some rest tonight, sir. Mm-hmm. Well, we appreciate you taking time out. I know you preached today, Pastor. I chimed in on you today. You was preaching today, sir.
Oh, man, that's good. That's good, E-Man. Thank you. Thank y'all. Thank you for
yes,
tuning
sir.
In.
Thank yes,
you for
sir.
Tuning in.
Well, we'll have you back, and so tell your wife hello, and we appreciate her and all that she's doing, and we'll come see you soon, sir.
Yes.
All right, then. Bye-bye,
all right,
y'all.
Good night, sir.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Pastor Johnny Smith. He is the proud pastor of Kingdom Family Worship Center. That's over in the Mesquite area, though, down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Well, Mandy?
Yes?
We're having some awesome pastors that have come on.
It's been, mm-hmm. yeah, so awesome, so awesome.
Yes, because at the end of the day, the reason why I love being transparent and a lot of these pastors I have served and get to serve, and you, Mandy, you'd be like, E-Man. Yes, why? Because at the end of the day, Mandy, it just like he put in his bio,
mm-hmm.
in order for you to be healed, delivered, and restored and set free, you got to keep it real, and you got to have real, real conversation, not church conversation.
Right.
Real conversation. Somebody said, well, E-Man, what is real conversation? You know, just like I used the word hell, that don't mean I ain't saved because I used the word hell.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? But we got Christians today, they think if they say hell or damn or say any other type of word that quote-unquote that's not in the Bible,
mm-hmm.
that it taints their anointing.
Yeah.
You know, if they not talking real talk,
mm-hmm.
that they are not anointed. So some pastors would even shy away from these kind of conversations.
Absolutely.
Why? Because, you know, I ain't going to even go into that.
Well, a lot of pastors,
mm-hmm.
I'll say something very briefly. A
mm-hmm.
lot of people will sway away from these conversations because they don't want to lose the people, right?
Because
mm-hmm. it doesn't feel good. This conversation brings correction, and it brings a mirror where a person would have to see themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of where we are today, a lot of people, they prefer to point the finger and not see themselves. Self-introspection is powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And so with that being said, you have a pastor speak the language, such as Pastor Smith, such
mm-hmm.
as Pastor Lawson, and the other pastors that have come on, they will lose the majority of people because these are not feel-good conversations.
Right, right. And I'm challenged by our pastor to have these kind of
mm-hmm.
conversations because we don't shy away from. See, I ain't impressed with religious people.
Right.
I ain't impressed with your doctrine and what you think.
Tradition. Right.
None of that, you know, we at the end of the day, we invite you to the platform to be real transparent and
mm-hmm.
open.
Yes.
Why? Because we need you to, because we're losing a generation of people, you know, and when I say we're losing our youth because no one is being real with them.
Mm-hmm.
No one
yes.
is, they, you know, you telling them to go to church, you, a lot of parents are making them go to church,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they don't get why they being made go to church. You're not sitting down having open conversation. So when you come to the E-Man after show, ain't no telling what I might say.
Right.
you understand what I'm saying?
That's true.
And I ain't got no problem, and I don't do it unapologetic. Why? Because this owner on this station allow us to have these real. This is why I'm on this station.
Right.
This is why we are on Blog Talk Radio, because what a lot of Christian people don't know,
mm-hmm.
when you do Christian radio,
mm-hmm.
they will muffle your mouth.
Right.
You would not be able to have the conversation you think you're going to have.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because it's just religion versus state. It's a whole lot of stuff that they will muffle you in having. So when we come platformed, listen, I was saved at 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
I had the Holy Ghost at 9 o'clock when we came on the air.
Right.
And I got the same Holy Ghost when we go off at 11 o'clock.
That's right.
We're not going off at 11 o'clock, but when we go off here in a minute,
we're almost there.
I got the same God,
mm-hmm.
because my conversation don't stop me from being, you know, who I am in mm-hmm. God.
Yes.
Because I don't perform
right,
to be
right.
saved. I am saved.
Yes, and mm-hmm. we have to be able, mm-hmm. even as you stated, conversations, to listen. Church lingo.
Mm-hmm.
There's a difference from church lingo, having certain conversations, business. There's a difference, and we can't just be locked up in the church lingo of things. You know, we have to be able to code switch and to shift, you know, so that we can speak to various conversations, issues, concerns, you know.
Right,
and
right.
a lot of us, we incarcerate ourselves. Church lingo is good, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a time for that, but we have to be able to connect to a broader audience.
Yes.
And a lot of times we have, we will stay kind of like stuck in the church lingo. And when you step out and we want to speak to a broader audience, they're not understanding. Are they only catch the traditional side, which is a turnoff to a lot of people, especially the new generation.
Yes,
because
yes.
it's like they consider it to be old, but also they consider it to be incarcerating.
Yeah.
So we have to learn how to code switch in the right manner.
And I refuse to let someone incarcerate me to make me feel like I got to talk a certain way
mm-hmm.
to fit your religion that you the organized religion that you practice.
Right.
That I have to fit into that conversation in order to have God. We are not all monolithic. We don't all think alike.
Right.
How your perception, how you perceive.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, as we get on these airways, we want people to be open and transparent. So this is why strategically I invite certain people.
Mm-hmm.
And then certain people come on. They were like, oh, wow, I really enjoy it. I didn't know it was going to go like that. I say, because, you know, most people today, me and the, and as we, now that we have become personalities, we getting invited to a whole, I mean, some of the letters that I was like, man, did you think I should go? And you said, no, you mean, well, you know, they asking you to come. It's one thing you said to me a month ago that I thought was, you say, well, E-Man, why wouldn't you go if they thought of you to ask you to come?
Mm-hmm.
That mean they wanted you.
Right.
And I said, oh, okay. And so I went, what are we saying? Because we're living in some difficult times now,
mm-hmm.
in some strange times. And what I'm beginning to find out when I'm around talking to panels and talking to other people want what's real.
They do.
They want what's real. They want to be, they want to know, can they serve God and they can be free in serving God?
Right.
Do they have to be still stuck in bondage? Do they have to serve God with a bunch of rules? In other words, we can't do this and we can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I like what Pastor John, holiness is not the name of your church just because you got it on your church.
Mm.
That ain't what the scripture is talking about.
Right.
And it don't make you holy because just like if I put my car in the garage,
mm-hmm.
the garage don't make the car.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? And so if you're not really taught well, you'll start abiding by a lot of doctrine.
Mm-hmm.
You'll start abiding by a lot of customs
mm-hmm.
in the name of God, and you miss God because that's not God at all.
Mm-hmm.
That's self-made man religion, and most people today, they go off of that. So what we wanted to do, I wanted to bring upcoming, when I use the word upcoming pastors,
mm-hmm.
yes, it's a whole lot of famous pastors with big platforms.
Mm-hmm.
But These young men that we're bringing on strategically, man, they're in the community.
Mm-hmm.
People know who they are. You mention their names, they know who these pastors. Why? Because these pastors are in the community, showing the love of God, mm-hmm. being transparent. And the most thing that I love about these pastors that's coming on, they're beginning to have relationship
mm-hmm.
with others. They're just not throwing the Bible at them.
Right.
They are trying to get to know them first.
Yes.
So they can go about a way of teaching them and preaching to them, Andy.
Yeah, and I just want to add, because we have listeners out there, that relationship is so important, Iman.
Mm-hmm.
Before you can correct a man, you must first develop a relationship, because where relationship, there's respect.
Yes.
I've seen so many people, because we've been talking about Christendom in the church,
mm-hmm.
where they're going to people, and there's a time for that as well. There's a ministry, there's a time for that, but they're going to people one-on-one, and they're bringing out these correction,
mm-hmm.
and there's no relationship. Now, there is a time for that.
Right,
let me
right,
say
right.
that. Mm-hmm. But there's also a time to develop relationship, and then you teach how to walk. You correct, you teach, and you love, but you never cut a person and not sold them back up.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the church hurt come in at, because we have so many people, they're walking around with, it's immature, right?
Mm-hmm.
A person that's very gifted, they can be like a child with a lethal weapon,
mm.
where they're going around cutting people, but they don't have the maturity and the spiritual development to sew them back up again. See, that's where the cutting comes, now the cleansing,
mm-hmm.
and now the building, if that makes sense.
Yes, and that's what the whole Beyonce song was about. The new album Beyonce put out, A Church Girl. See, a lot of people ready to judge her, but they haven't heard the message from her. And I like the way Pastor Haynes taught it, because we have so many judgmental Christians
mm-hmm.
that think they God anyway,
mm-hmm.
you know, and think they got all the God answers. And so they begin to judge Beyonce. Beyonce been in the church.
Mm-hmm.
Beyonce come from the church.
Mm-hmm.
And so in her song, she's telling about, if you really listening to the lyrics of the song
mm-hmm.
and not so much trying to find a message to judge her and
mm-hmm.
preach against her, understanding she's been scarred in the church.
Mm-hmm.
She's been cut in the church. And then nobody put her back together.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so we have a lot of that going on in the church community, because we good about trying to show people their sin.
Come on.
But you can rest assured every pastor got a sin.
Right.
Everybody in the pew is not nobody in nobody's church.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't got sin yet.
That's right.
Is sin. So you lying to yourself if you are.
Right.
Why? Because at the end of the day, the only way the church is going to be perfect,
mm-hmm.
where there ain't nobody in there.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? Once you enter into the church house, that makes the church unperfect, because you walk in unperfect.
Mm-hmm.
But we walk in up under grace.
Yes.
We walk in up under God's. And why we're taking the time to share this on tonight, because there's somebody on the network. You know what? We get letters all the time
mm-hmm.
that they appreciate the conversation.
Right.
Because, Mandy, when I'm talking to my son, the way these young people think today, they mindset is off the chain.
Listen, you have to be sent by God. You really have to be sent by God
mm-hmm.
when it comes to the young people today. Because one thing, listen, we have to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot pretend that people do not see us. Right. People can see,
mm-hmm.
and people know.
Right,
they
right.
know what's real a lot of times. They're able to discern what's real. And in order to win these young people over today, we definitely have to be sent.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're tired of performance.
Yes,
they're
sir.
They're tired of tradition. They're tired of all that. They want what's real.
Yeah, my son said to me, he said, Daddy, don't tell nobody nothing else about what Grandmama Rick told you and all. He said, no, right now. And so to parents that's out there on the network, hear your children. Sit down when you're talking to your kids.
Mm-hmm.
Listening to it's a child that's, you don't understand. He walked in gay.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm.
Your daughter, you know, she got a girlfriend,
mm-hmm.
and you up in the church.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you speaking in tongues, you doing all of that,
mm-hmm.
but you're not having a real conversation with your child.
Mm-hmm.
You're deeming it to be demonic. You're trying to cast it, but you haven't really sat down to understand. And
mm-hmm.
this is no shade to the
mm-hmm.
to the gays out there, because if you don't show them the love of God, if you always trying to judge them
mm-hmm.
about them being in the church and stuff like, you know, you're losing them. And so we're living in a time now where we're trying to teach this old gospel,
mm-hmm.
I call it. This is just my opinion. We're trying to hold on to this old teachers of, like I said, Paul is dead. I went back there in Paul day, but I understand his teachers and his writing for that time that he lived in. Can it help us today? Yes. But if you ain't listening to the Sarah Jakes Roberts today, if you're not listening to the, what is it, Priscilla Shire, if you're not listening to the Dr. Jackie McCullough's, if you're not the Dr. Vestai McKenzie, if you're not listening to the T.D. Jakes's and the Freddie Haynes, if you're not listening to Jamar Bryant, if you're not listening to Ricky Lofton and Victor Jack, God is still speaking and he's relevant into this day. And we're trying to pull new spiritual wine, old wineskins, thinking that our message is going to change this world.
Right.
And so grandmama and them taught it because that was the best way they knew how.
That's the best way they knew how. Mm-hmm. And operating from the heart of God. I want to go back to something you said.
Mm-hmm.
Operating from the heart of God. Now, traditionally, we knew back in the day when they found out, not everybody, guys, but I am making a point. A lot of people, when their child would come in the house and they found out their child gay, they put the child out, right? Mm-hmm. You can't stay in my house. Everything in my house is holy. It's going to serve God. But is that how God does us?
Uh-huh.
Does God do us that way in our sins, in our filthiness, where he kicks us out and he do away with us? So I would like to propose a question, because that was tradition. Some people did out of tradition.
Yeah, everything.
If your child comes home and say they're gay, or you found out your child gay and you put your child out, when we come to the Father and say, Lord, forgive us. Forgive me, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Should God do away with us? So putting your child out of the house due to an issue they have, is that the love of God, or do we teach them the right way? You still have to maintain the principles, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there's a way. But I don't agree with you, but I still love you. Because we do things daily.
Right.
The Father, just against God's word, whether we know it or we do not know it. But the Lord does not do away with us.
So is
it really the heart of God? And this is why doing things traditionally need to be done away with.
And this is why I don't like bully pastors.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like pastors that get in a pulpit and try to bully the word of God
mm-hmm.
on the parishioners and try to make them think you got to serve God the way I preach it and the way I say it. I call them bully pastors.
Because
at the end of the day, if you're not in harsh pastor, if you're not preaching the love of God, if you're not showing people the love of God, loving them when where they are to where they able to come and serve this God that we talk about, that we say this almighty, you know, at the end of the day, we're going to lose a generation.
Right.
Man, as you were talking, it reminded me, and I'm trying to take it to 11 o'clock.
It's fine.
It reminded me of a conversation I had with my son riding down the street.
Mm-hmm.
I just looked at him. I said, son, are you gay? And, you know, my son is a football player.
Mm-hmm.
Dad, what you mean? What you, I said, just calm down. I said, his testosterone, big as he is. And I said, son, the reason why I asked you that question, the reason why daddy asked you that question, I want you to feel like you able, because if you was gay, you can come right on up in my house. I'm not finna condemn you.
Right.
You my child. You come right on up in there. And if I had a church, you can come right on up in the church, too. Why? Because at the end of the day, you know, I'm not going to throw you away based off of what religion say, because I understand the word of God.
Right.
You know, I understand what the word of God says. And so if I'm to help you, I want to sit down and understand you, you know, and I'm going to still love you in the place that you are. Because it's just like you said, if I put you out and throw you out here, everything in my house got to be saved. And in my house, everybody going to serve the Lord. Hell, there's a lot of you that's saved in your house, and you about as unsaving yourself. Well, why? Because at the end of the day, you messy. You understand? Because what am I saying? We all got sins in our lives. So if everything in your house is holy, you know, because the furniture and all that stuff ain't saved.
Right.
You know, all that craziness.
Asking the plumber if he's saved before he fixed your plumbing? Are you asking the electrician, are you saved and filled with the Holy Ghost before you touch my electrician?
Yeah.
Let me say this. Let me say this to those of you that are out there listening on the network. What we're saying, we're not saying we're accepting this, because my child, if you came home and said you were gay, I'm not going to put you out, but you're not going to bring it up in my house. Those are two different things, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to show you the love of God, and I'm going to to stand for what I stand for, mm-hmm. but I'm still going to love on you because God gave you me. God gave me you, right?
Right.
And you me, you're my child. I have a responsibility and accountability to you. So I'm not going to hate you, however, and I'm not going to cater to what you do either.
Yeah,
we're
going to
have a real conversation.
Right, right.
But, and also, there are boundaries and rules now.
Yes.
You can't bring that into, you know, what you're doing out there in the world, you know, that lifestyle. You can't bring it into my home
because
that's a respect.
Right, right.
Right? However, I'm not going to do away with my baby.
I understand that.
I have an accountability.
Right, right. And so, ladies and gentlemen on the network, you're around the domino table.
Mm-hmm.
This is the men's domino table. And around the domino table, we have heated conversations. We have conversations that if you don't talk like this here, you know, because I don't, you know, people that know me, I ain't finna fake and shake. I ain't finna change my message.
No,
I'm not finna change my conversation to fit in with the church community just because they see it, they take a scripture, because I know the Bible.
But you know what I mean. Let me just say I just get a little mushy when you say that, because that's what I learned to love about you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in the beginning, man, going back 3 years back, I was like, oh, my God. We were working together. We weren't dating or anything. But I was like, oh, my God, I'm rolling my eyes. And, you know, but I learned to respect that about you. Because one thing I know about you, if you say it, you really mean it. I don't have to worry about a wolf in sheep clothing standing before me.
Mm-hmm.
When you say, if you say, Mandy, I'm going to be there, you're going to be there. If you say, this is how I feel, I know, amen, that's how you really feel.
Mm-hmm.
I've learned to respect and appreciate this very thing about you.
I had a pastor down there in Houston, Texas, when we was in college. We used to go over to Willow Baptist Church.
Uh-huh.
And, man, that pastor, he would, you know, this was in 79, me and some of my college friends, we would go down to his church. And it was interesting, and he's passed on now,
mm-hmm.
but it was interesting how he was talking back. But then, you know, when I came back to Dallas, I started attending Concord Baptist Church under the late Dr. E.K. Bailey.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. E.K. Bailey sent me around to Pastor Freddie Haynes.
Mm-hmm.
And after Freddie Haynes, he sent me to Bishop T.D. Jakes. What am I saying is all these great men in my lifetime have spoken to my life,
mm-hmm.
and have taught me the word. I'm talking about correctly the word of God.
Right.
I ain't talking about none of this crazy stuff that
mm-hmm.
people do. My furniture is anointed. Your furniture is not anointed. It ain't going to never be anointed. You can't, you know, they take you're supposed to put the blood over the doorpost, and so they paint their whole, ain't nothing but grease. Because none of that is anointing. It's a metaphor.
It is a metaphor.
And so to all of you that's putting all this oil on your furniture is wood. That's all it is. And so at the end of the day, stop all of that craziness, because that becomes craziness. Why? Because we are people that's not really taught. We don't get understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And so, man, we got to get ready to go. We got 3 minutes. Paul said, in all thy getting, because I don't like strange Christians. Mandy.
Well, listen, I put scriptures on my door. Let me just say that
It ain't nothing wrong with that, mm-hmm. Mandy. I don't like strange.
Right.
Because,
strange fire, strange Christian, strange, yes.
Yeah, because that's what the Bible call it. It becomes weirdness.
Right.
You're doing a whole lot of weird stuff that's really not of God.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have taken words because we don't have understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And we do a lot of rituals, which you got to be careful because you'll be practicing witchcraft, not understanding. But you think you're doing it because you are very unlearned.
Mm-hmm.
And so Paul said, out of all that, get him, because he spoke 5 different languages.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be also careful. So by this being Pastor Appreciation Month, we're challenging pastors, when you stand in your pulpit,
mm-hmm.
you got to be real also careful that you don't make somebody miss heaven or make heaven. And if Pastor Johnny just said it, everybody's not, just because you just got out of prison 2 weeks and you done learned the Bible, don't mean you can pastor.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. proper training, like that's where the training comes in at, right? You have to sit under good leadership, good teaching, be trained, be imparted into. That does not take away from what God has given you, because God has given you a message personally to carry out. It does not take away from the order. However, training is important.
Man, we got to go.
Yeah, we have to go.
We got another pastor next week, and we may have to extend it because I got two more pastors want to come on. And so it's a Pastor Appreciation Month.
Yes.
We're celebrating the men and women of God, and we want you guys to continue to stay on the wall because they are the shepherds of the walls of the church.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to uphold our pastors and lift them up, the co-pastors, the lady pastors. Yeah, this is my perspective and this is my opinion. It does not affect the E-Man After Show or the We Talk Radio Network.
Right.
Don't write me because I'm not going to read it. You understand what I'm saying? And so to those of you who have joined us tonight, the phone lines are still lit up. Listen, have a productive, blessed week on tomorrow, and we'll see you next Sunday night. Until then, Mandy, let's think big.
B-I-G.
Because we believe in God.
Because God believes in us.
And we're all living proof.
Until next time, good night.
Good night, everybody.
I knew God was with me. I always used to pray. My prayer was I asked God to not to let the devil kill me out here while I was in the streets before I could get back. But I said, if you give me one more chance at life and music, I promise you, I'm going to shout you out, and I'm going to testify, and we're going to have a little church up in there.
Waking up, thanking. Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.